Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, this is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I'm Seb Delaney, so what?
It's the new episode of the Snow White... I almost said the Snow White conundrum there. That would be quite a nice name
like
for it. But
that.
No, it's an odyssey. It's the Snow White Odyssey.
It's a conundrum inside an enigma inside an odyssey.
It fucking is, mate, yeah. If you're wondering what this is about, we're going through the Disney classic from 1943, is
no,
it,
Sam? 1938, mate. That's the mad thing about
pre-war.
It. When you're watching it, I find myself thinking, there was cunts watching this who hadn't even gone to war yet, right? So
they were just waiting for it.
Well, sort
Hitler
of,
was
but
on the rise.
If they were American, right, this would have been out in America first, wouldn't it? And then it would have come to the English cinemas about a year later or something.
6 months later or something,
right. And you're some American, you're not even in the army yet, and you don't think you're going to war because the Americans didn't get in it for a couple of years. They're sitting there.
They know nothing about it.
I can't help think about this American living in their country with complete peace and freedom. Maybe a happy-go-lucky life, a job, a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's taking his girlfriend out, his best girl, as they would say, to the movie theatre.
His honey.
Yeah, to the drive-thru, right? They're probably both having a root beer or a cherry Coke, I'd imagine. And chilli fries, the lot, mate. And he's just thinking, fucking hell, here I am, some geezer, a white geezer, living in this land of... the kind of segregation, but for me, free, right?
Yeah.
And
not really worried about that too much myself.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't care. He sat there and he's thinking, fucking hell, and look at this. I live in an age of something called cinematic animation, right?
Mm.
Here I am, my feet up. I reckon I'm going to get at least a hand job later after she's finished her chili dog.
I hope so,
I am watching a cartoon about some Doris larking about in the woods with a bunch of fucking dwarf diamond miners on the run from a wicked queen. And it's all drawings. It's all drawings.
It's in colour.
It's in colour. And all the drawings are stuck together and run so quickly that it looks like it's a real moving film. This is amazing. Mm. Life is fantastic. Little did he know.
Especially the hand job.
Thousands of miles away, there was a fucking madman with a tiny little moustache planning... to fucking ruin everything.
With one testicle.
Do you know what I mean? The jump.
Mm.
But yeah, one testicled nutbag, right? Called Adolf. And it was like the jump from thinking, fucking hell. This is like, you would imagine that Snow White as a landmark in the progression of human civilization. You'd think, this is it. We've reached our apex.
We're on the cusp of something.
We've reached our
apex.
This
major
is incredible.
Here,
Everything is great. The singing... the dancing, the dwarves, the animation, the drive-through, the hand job. Fucking hell. Life is...
yeah, especially the hand job.
Things can never go, but we're never again going back to the bad old days of war and famine, right?
And then
to think, do you think that Hitler himself could have seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Because I think, had he seen it, he wouldn't have gone so bananas and invaded Czechoslovakia.
Well, I think he might have seen it. He might have had it sent across, and it might have enraged him because he saw this as a kind of freedom that he didn't want people to have.
Yeah.
The freedom of the dwarfs in the forest, you know.
And also, because he was obsessed with a master race, an Aryan race, he would have been disgusted by the dwarves, wouldn't he?
They were the antithesis of what he was going for.
Because in Nazi Germany, there'd have been no place for dwarves.
So there's an argument that Snow White probably triggered World War II.
Yes.
It's not been disproved, is it? It can't be disproved,
no.
As far as we know.
Well, he didn't...
We could make it... We could pitch this to the History Channel as a one-off.
Yeah, yeah. Snow White, her role in Poland's invasion.
We've fucking pitched worse things than this before, mate.
That's true.
So why not?
That's true.
I forgot where we were. That's kind of parallels with now, isn't it, really? Because this was a film that was released on the cusp of what you would say could have been a golden age. Mm. And then all of a sudden, woof, gone. World War II starts, and now, woof, everything's gone. Pandemic.
Yeah, but the truth is, mate, is that no one prior to the pandemic, no one was saying we are in a golden age. No one ever does. No one ever, when there is a golden age going down, no one ever says this is a golden age, right?
Well, 30 years might not have been a golden age because they were just coming out of the depression. But, you know, it was all right. There wasn't a war.
I think they were
there wasn't a pandemic.
They were getting out of the worst of it, and Walt Disney managed to knock together this film, and that had provided jobs. If you look at the list of names at the beginning, there was a lot of people worked on this film. So,
I went through the names, didn't we?
Yeah. And so... But the truth is that no one ever, ask anyone in any country, you know, 6 months ago, before there was any sniff of the pandemic, what do you think the age we live in? What do you think people will remember? How do you think the history books will remember this time? Every fucking cunt would have told, whether they were left wing or right wing, right? They would have told you the same. They would have said, people will say this is the worst era ever. And actually... Now, in the thick of this pandemic, it makes me laugh more than ever because you'll open a newspaper, right? A broadsheet British newspaper, whether it's The Telegraph or The Guardian, doesn't matter. There will be privileged people, right? People living in the lap of privilege. I'm not even saying posh people.
Ivory towers.
I'm not even saying posh people. I'm saying, like, you know, people not dissimilar to us, right? But we are
fairly comfortable people.
We are still, you know, we are still people who have had, you know, we are still remain in the context of the history of mankind, fucking in the top 1 percentile or whatever of people in terms of the comfort and the safety and the freedom with which they live, right? And everyone will go, oh, this is a real, people compete to see who can, like, say the most terrible things about the times we live in. Whoa, this is a fucking age of savagery and decline and the whole thing's going to hell and high water and we're shit fucked and Boris Johnson and Donald Trump and Brexit and blah, 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 blah. And you sort of think, you know what, calm the fuck down. You can walk out on the street wherever you want. You can go out and make money. Do you know what I mean? There's no one oppressing your human rights, not if you live in the UK or, well, in America there is, depending on who you are. But do you know what I mean? Like, everyone fucking loves to go on
a bit
about
of an ear as well,
a doomsday scenario, right?
Yeah.
And now the pandemic's come along, and I'm thinking, now you fucking know what a real crisis is like. Now maybe you feel a dickhead for freaking out so much over fisheries policies, right? Or whatever the fuck it was people were moaning about 6 months ago, because this is much more real. Having said that...
I think it was mainly fisheries policies.
If it wasn't for the humans, if it wasn't for our instinctive fucking urge to complain the whole time and make out that our lot is worse than anyone else's, we might not have had any progress. Like, if Walt Disney had sat on his ass, seen a shit cartoon, like one of those stick drawing cartoons that they used to make in Eastern Europe, right? Kit and Kot, right? And gone, I tell you what, that's a fucking great cartoon, that. I couldn't ever better that. And I don't think animation's never going to get any better. I'm happy with that. Get me every video you can of these Kit and Kot cunts, right? They're knocking them out in Czechoslovakia and it's fucking decent, right? He didn't. He went, this is shit. This is fucking shit. I can do much better. I'm going to make a fucking better cartoon. It's going to be in colour. There's going to be dwarves in it. There's going to be a fucking huntsman. There's going to be dancing, singing. It's going to be fucking... There's going to be squirrels who do the housework. Everything. Right? And that is why our dissatisfaction with our predicament, no matter how good that predicament is in reality, is probably what drives the human race forward, isn't it?
There's a lot to be said for that simplistic style. I remember when my daughter was little, we used to watch a thing called Me or Mao,
oh, yeah.
which used to be on one of the kids' channels. But I looked into it, and it was from the 1970s. It was one of these claymation things.
Oh, yeah.
And it was dead simplistic, but it was fun, and the theme tune was beautiful. Me-o, Mao, me-o, Mao, la, 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 la. Etc. etc.
And
it was loads of fun.
Where was it from?
Italy.
Oh,
Italy in the 1970s, though.
Well, usually, from my experience of Italian television, whether it was for children, adults, or otherwise, there was always a scene in every TV show ever made in Italy in that era where a woman suddenly jumped out of a bath topless.
Children's TV,
even children's TV, mate. Italian TV.
Do you remember when you'd first get? Do you remember when you'd first get Sky, and your dish would pick up all the international channels? So you'd get like German TV, and you'd sometimes get like one of those quiz shows where they've got their tits out at half eight in the evening.
Yeah,
that was a golden era.
Italian TV is the most. I don't know if it's still like it now because I haven't watched TV in Italy for years. But growing up, Italian TV was the most. It wasn't TV that had sexist elements. The entire thing was about sexism.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
TV was only about the objectification of women. That was why it existed.
Dirty housewives.
Yeah, they wouldn't. That was what it existed for. Here is the box where we see the women with their boobs. That is what that box is for. What is this? It is an invention that you switch on and you see the tits. It is a tit
box. The
boobs,
come on.
It is a tit box. Switch it on at any time. You see the sexy lady.
Moving tit box.
Sometimes they talk about the politicians. Sometimes they talk about the football. Sometimes they do the funny dance for the children. But always with the nice tits. That was all it was for. Right up until the 90s.
Italian sports TV pioneered
the
female, let's say, sports presenter, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which we've got a much more toned down version of now, but a lot more female presenters now than we used to.
I know, but over they literally just had what would have been called in the olden days dolly birds.
Dolly birds oiled up.
Whereas, yeah, exactly. Who more often than not had their boobs exposed. Whereas we've got proper broadcasters and journalists who know their stuff.
Like Kelly Kitts, and all the other ones. Mm. where are we?
Gabby
Logan, Yoreth,
she's good.
Roslyn.
Yeah. Gabby Roslyn doesn't do the sport, but she
Claire
is
Tomlinson.
Good. All the Gabbies are good.
Claire Tomlinson's still treasure. Good, which is good to see. National treasure. Mm. Absolutely. Where were we? How did we get to this?
Oh yeah. Not so sure. Anyway, Snow White is in the woods. Just to recap, she got lost in the woods.
Right, yeah.
The huntsman failed to... He lost his balls. He lost his bollocks at the last minute. Couldn't bring himself to kill her. Blurted out that she was on the run, that the queen wanted to kill her and that she should fucking do a runner. So she did a runner. She got lost in the woods. Some woodland creatures sort of rescued her and revived her and then led her to a tiny, teeny cottage in a clearing in the woodland.
She was looking for a gaff, wasn't she,
She was
basically.
Looking for a rig for the night, right?
A rig.
She'd gone stray. She needed... Well, I just need to collect my fucking thoughts. One night, under a
bit
fucking...
of rig time.
I need a roof over my head in a half-decent rig for one night. That's all I need, that I can get my head together. I can work out a plan. I can make some calls. I can call in a couple of favours.
Do you have an equivalent, an analogue equivalent of Airbnb around here? Because I need somewhere to get my head down
Whether
just for a night.
A Premier Inn, Zip, which are the dead cheap ones, a Yotel, which apparently are cracking, and depending on, you know, when you book, you can get it for as little as 40 quid for a night.
Anything really like small that. Rooms, but you've got everything you need.
What do you need?
Lovely.
I need a shower. I don't even need tea-making facilities, to be honest, right? As long as I can have a quick wash under me pits in the morning and freshen up, I'm good to go. So she's been led to a... all these woodland creatures have led her to a clearing in the woods and she's discovered a tiny cottage, and that's where we're at. She goes over to the cottage and she goes, oh, it's lovely. It's like a little doll's house. And she says, I like this place. She rubs the window, which is very dirty and grimy. She rubs a sort of a... gap in, cleans it a bit so she can peer through. She says, oh, I really like it. And then she just fucking bowls in, mate.
Just wanders in, doesn't she?
She just opens the front door, it's unlocked. And she just walks straight in, pulled us by, she couldn't give a fuck.
You would think that some diamond miners would have a bit more security.
I don't know
if
they keep where they keep the diamonds.
Do they not have any? Do they get rid of it all? You know, from the mine.
I think that they don't take it all. At the mine. Well, we'll see later because they come home at one point. But I think that at the mine they might have a lock up there. Well, you know, I don't know if you've seen much about real life diamond mines, but
not a lot.
I can't remember what film I saw this in, but basically, they will. If you're a worker in a diamond mine, you are strip searched every day on your way out.
Right.
Because, of course, you could conceal just the tiniest bit of diamond up your bumhole or anywhere. And
you'd swallow it,
and immediately make enough money to, like, basically quit the fucking diamond mine. So they have to they do very thorough, deep cavity searches every day. And
I wonder if some people get into it for that.
Yeah, I
think everyone's got their thing, haven't they?
I would. If I was working, I mean, you know, a lot of these places are in the most poor, impoverished areas of the world.
Mm.
And, you know, you've got Western imperialists go there, don't they? Buy the old mines up and effectively enslave the locals to work for them. And it's asset stripping. I'm not saying that's what the dwarves are involved in.
No, but what I'm saying is, would people choose that as a career because of the body cavity searching?
Oh, because they like being cavity searched.
Yeah.
Maybe,
it was like a kink.
Maybe
these dwarfs are into it.
I like being underground. I like digging. It would appeal to me.
Exactly,
I love to dig. I love to be underground because I hate the sunshine. I hate daylight. Natural light is horrible for me. And
I've got
very fair skin. And I also enjoy the daily cavity searches. I find them very invigorating. They get a big torch, big flashlight, and they get it right up there.
Makes me feel alive in ways that nothing else does.
Never felt more human than with a big torch up my bumhole.
While at the same time subhuman.
Jalapeño.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
So she's gone in. She's gone in.
All her animals bowling with her. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They think it's a herd mentality. They're sort of like, well, she's gone in. Let's all fucking get in there.
Yeah. But then later on, they're all quite timid and they'll run away at the slightest noise, don't they?
Yeah.
So they're a bit emboldened by Snow White's arrival.
They're shit.
But they're still hiding once they get in. They're still hiding in paint pots and shoes and things like that.
Yeah. Well, that's animals. That's woodland creatures for you, mate.
Yeah. Fickle cunts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pigsty, isn't it? There's an axe that has been stuck into the table and it's just resting there.
Yeah.
There's loads of washing up to do.
Let's be honest, right, it is the rig of a bunch of serial killers.
It's like, well, I was going to say it's like a student house, but maybe that's the same thing.
The axe in the table, it's like, I don't know if you ever watched that show True Detective. With Matthew McConaughey.
I saw the first series of it,
series. And you know, like,
the good one,
they're always, the others are shit. When they're hunting around for the, like, psychopath and they find these weird places in the forest with all fucking weird shit in them. It's sort of like this. It's very like...
It's a bit like that.
It's a bit like Blair Witch as well, in a way, isn't it?
There's some nice touches to it as well, though. They've got lots of crockery. You know, they're not eating off the floor, but at this point, we don't know who they are or who lives here.
No. But that's the problem with the film, is that this should be a point of great suspense. But silly old Walt Disney has decided to call it Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, hasn't he? Or is it just called Snow White?
Ah, it's just called Snow White, mate,
isn't
it?
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Oh, no, it is, sorry. I take it back. I've just clicked on it. It is called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
So it gives a big plot reveal. It's a spoiler in the title.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They should have just called it Snow White. Right?
Snow White and question mark.
Snow White and the Mysterious Cottage. Or something like that.
That would be good, yeah.
But they didn't. So we're at this stage, if you've seen it, if you put yourself in the mindset of, well, the character I referred to at the beginning, the American guy at the drive through, about to get his first hand job at a drive through in his Cadillac, in his Chevy, whilst watching this, he'd be thinking,
I'm finding myself focusing far too much on this hand job element.
He'd be saying his best gal, what would her name be? Mary Lou, right? Yeah. Mary Lou, this must be the dwarf's rig. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Scooter. And get your cock out. I think this must be where those seven dwarfs live. The seven dwarfs out of the title. So, she... Seven little children, very patronising. She's talking to all these animals. She's forgotten about her work. She's forgotten about the fact that she's on the fucking run from a... There's a fucking price on her head, right? That her own stepmum has literally fucking commissioned a contract killer to have her heart cut out of her body. She's fucking put all that behind her. She's like having a snoop around.
She was fucking drenched as well 10 minutes ago when she fell into that water fell all the way down through that, sub-level of the forest.
Her clothes were torn to fuck, but that seems to all have got better. Suddenly she's talking to birds, and she's been very like... We were talking about them the other day. Who were the house cleaning double act? What were they called again?
Oh, Kim and Aggie.
She's like fucking Kim and Aggie. She's going around judging these people. She's like, oh dear, look at her washing up. Oh, it's the right state. No. Oh dear, no, look, it needs... There's cobwebs everywhere. There's old bowls of cereal, the lot.
She's got the animals cleaning up, though. She's not doing it herself, is she?
Scrunched up old Kleenexes. Ugh. Just fucking sprued about socks.
A crunchy sports sock.
Yeah.
There is, it's laid over the pickaxe handle.
Yeah.
To dry, I assume.
Loads of old sort of vinyl records with like bits of stray tobacco and old torn Rizzler on them.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But she sets them all to clean up for her. Well, and there's a bit of a song.
Yeah. Like animals know how to fucking tidy up anything. You ever tried to get your dog to tidy the house, mate?
Nah, no chance. But they've all got the same method. They all clean up with their tails.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It does. It's quite good to look at, actually. They all get into it. It is. God, she's fucking daft, isn't she? Where's their mother? And then she goes, oh, maybe they have no mother. What the fuck are you talking about, Snow White? Like...
She's obsessed, isn't she?
Yeah, she said the same thing to the fucking bird a minute ago.
To the fucking bird.
Have you got the only
mother figure she's got in her life once her dead.
Yeah, so don't... she fucking so obsessed with mums for?
Yeah. There's other ways of living.
You're better off without a mum if your one's anything to go by, love. But also, it's just such mad speculation. Oh, maybe they don't have a mother. You don't know who the fuck's house this is. You shouldn't be in it. You're in there. Mm. You've invited a load of fucking wildlife in with you. And now you're speculating all sorts of weird nonsense, groundless nonsense about, you know, the tenants' lives. Fuck off and get out. But no, she decides to tidy up. Well, the deers seem to know a lot about it, though, don't they? There's a deer, a mum deer and a baby deer. Oh, yeah. So she's got a plan. She goes, what I'll do is I'll clean the house and then maybe they'll let me stay. You ever heard anything as mad as that?
Right.
This reminds us...
Fucking hell.
This reminds me of our mate who had to... who used to climb into people's houses and sleep at night.
Yeah.
I bet he never tidied up.
No, I bet he didn't. That's not right. I bet he wore gloves. I'm in my house right now, even though I'm at home the whole time. It's not as tidy as it could be. I'll admit that. But if some fucking, you know, princess wandered in, started tidying up while I was out doing me 60 minutes of government-approved exercise every day, and I came back to find it all tidied up, and she sat there going, can I live here now? Fuck
you'd
off.
Die. I would jump out of my skin. I'd come back, and there's some stranger, right? I go, where the fuck are you? And she'd go, I'm so-and-so, I'm Snow White or whatever.
To let myself in.
And I go, how'd you get in? With the animals. The door was open. What were these fucking animals doing here? They're with me. What the fuck do you want? Well, I noticed that it was a bit untidy. Why don't you fucking mind your own business? Well, hang on, hear me out. I've given it a tidy up, as you can see. The animals helped. What? Anyway.
They're disgusting. Look at them.
The birds have shat all over my front room.
They fucking stink.
They fucking stink. A deer's just shat on my sofa. Yeah, well, anyway, listen. Well, they've done their best, mate. They're fucking animals. What do you expect?
What do you expect?
Anyway, look, let's cut to the chase. I've got a deal to propose to you. I've done the tidying up. You let me stay the night. What the fuck are you on about? I'm not letting you stay the night.
Why do you need to stay? Well, thing is, I'm on the run. There's this bloke after me, and when he finds me, he's going to kill me, cut my heart out, put it in a box. Out. So, but, you know, if I'm in here, he probably won't find me. Probably. So, is it all right if I stay?
Hang on. You're on the run from a fucking contract killer. I don't need that shit. In my house. I've got kids here. Get the fuck away. But hang on. Doesn't the fact that I've tidied up a bit count for anything? No, it doesn't. It makes it worse, if anything, because you've been interfering with my shit. You've moved everything now. Where's my knife sharpener? Why have you put the teapots in the wrong order?
Exactly.
You've scared the cat. No, this isn't going to work. Bat. You're going to have to go. In fact, I'm going to call the old Bill unless you fuck off now.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best in your run from this huntsman bloke, but no.
It's not for me. So, what's happening next then, Sam? Because you're leading this odyssey.
The tidy up goes on for quite a long time. Some of the animals are shit at tidying up. So what they do is she catches them. She's directing it all right. She catches them, two squirrels. What they do is, lazy, they lift up a rug and they use their tails to sweep all of the dust under a rug, which, of course, is a complete cheat's way of tidying up.
It's a fallacy, isn't it?
Right, and she spots them at it and she goes, ah, like that, which is one of my favourite bits, by the way. And wags her finger at them.
Okay.
And they sort of blush apologetically because she's so beautiful that even squirrels fancy her, right?
Yeah.
So beautiful that other species find her attractive sexually. Don't you think that's mad?
But she's only 14, though.
I know. The whole thing's
wrong.
Before
we go down that road.
14-year-old that a squirrel fancies. Anyway, so that...
Have we got the bit with the little mouse yet?
That goes on, the squirrels. Yeah, the squirrels are antagonising a little mouse in its mouse hole.
Yeah.
They're the same cunts who dust under the carpet.
Yeah, they sweep it in the mouse hole, don't they?
Anyway.
Fucking
dickheads. Whistle While You Work is what she's singing with all these animals. And they do it in the end. They get there in the end. I mean, it's not perfect, but in the end, the house is looking a hell of a lot better than it was. And we end that scene with her sweeping the doorstep and everything seems good. Then we fade to one of the best bits, the diamond mine. And we see all of the fucking dwarves in their mine. Now, I don't know about this mine, whether it's they own the mine or whether there is a boss who we never get to see, some sort of slave driver, a diamond impresario. Who owns it and employs them. It's hard to tell. I get the strong impression that they own it and that they're very frugal people. And so despite the fact that, this diamond mine as well, it is the best diamond mine. I mean, I haven't seen loads of them, but my understanding is you have to dig about quite a lot in a diamond mine. Like, you know, the diamonds
when you first see the first scene of it and
they're everywhere.
It's just gleaming everywhere, isn't it?
It's easy. You just pick them off the wall. There's no big, let's dig and see if there's any air. It's just like, wherever you look, there's a diamond. just pick it out.
What security is there on this mine? What's to stop anyone else from coming along just having a bit of a dig overnight?
My assumption is that they have...
Should have other dwarfs working shifts, surely.
This is so remote that they...
It's a 9-to-5 operation.
They've had it, and they've just had it for ages, and no one else knows about it, and they're pretty relaxed.
Do you think that's why they're so frugal? Because they don't want anyone to find out what they've got? So it's that sort of thing of hide the riches after you've done the job.
Where they say when they've done the big robbery, don't go out and buy anything flash because it draws attention.
Don't celebrate.
You get a lot of people like this, don't you? Like they used to say about Benny Hill.
Yeah, Benny, I was just going to say that.
Benny, Benny Hill's always the he's always the example people use, isn't he?
Yeah. He used to live in a tiny flat, and when they found him dead, he had loads of uncashed checks on his mantelpiece.
Yeah, he just
behind the clock.
He lived like a weird. He was a. But Benny Hill, I assume, was a billionaire, right? He was.
Probably,
he was the sort of what would you say? He was like the Bill Gates of his time, because his comedy was popular all around the world, wasn't it? Every country
in the same way as Windows operating system was.
Yes, exactly. Really similar.
Before, Bill Gates kind of took over from Benny Hill after
Windows,
he died, didn't
there was Benny Hill running around with yakety sax, chasing women whilst yakety sax played in the background.
And then there was Bill Gates with that little music that would come on when you'd open up your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, Bill Gates had the little talking paperclip, whereas Benny Hill had that little bald guy he used to slap on the head.
The bald fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're in this gold mine, in this diamond mine. And it's the first time you see the dwarfs, and it's amazing. And they sing, for me, the best song in the film, which is, we dig, 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 dig in a mine the whole day through. To dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. It ain't no trick.
For a lot of people, whistle while you work, is
day with a hammer and a pick in a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine, where a million diamonds shine. We dig, 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 dig in a mine the whole day through. They're having a great time. It's, their life at this point is uncomplicated, it's simple, and it's happy.
For a lot of people, Whistle While You Work is the top song in the film, but that one is clearly better.
It's fucking great.
It's like fans of Wham who prefer Wake Me Up Before You Go Go to The Edge of Heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or Everything She Wants.
Exactly. This is the connoisseur's choice. This is the one they'd have on 12...
It is.
That club DJs in the early days of Ibiza would have had on 12-inch.
They put on,
And the other shit's for Pat Sharp, mate. Right? The other shit, Pat Sharp's knocking out on Capitol, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. This is the stuff that formed the very basis of house music, right?
Yeah, it kind of is if you dig into it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're at the end of the episode, so I don't think we should explore the mine any further right now.
Okay, well, get ready, because this is our first experience. And in the next episode, we'll get our first thorough experience and analysis of the dwarves, their unconventional lifestyle, and the compelling dynamics that exist between them.
Definitely. I mean, we're 21 minutes into the film now, so we're almost a fifth of the way through or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, stick with it. It's getting good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more Snow White Odyssey next week. TTFN.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.